Hello and welcome to this revision-related podcast. Now, the intention behind this one is not to focus on a particular module, but to think about answering exam-type questions as you will be faced with at the end of the module. Now, the reason I'm doing this is because I think that regardless of the subject matter, there are some things which you can definitely integrate into an essay-based answer, which is what you're being asked to produce a lot of the time. Now, make sure, of course, that you are answering the question. Make sure that you have structured your response in a suitable way. And make sure that you're able to do what the exam is asking of you. So be aware of how many questions you need to answer, which ones are worth more than others, if that's the case, or maybe they're all worth the same, that sort of thing. Now, an essay-based answer, you know, as with a kind of piece of coursework, we're thinking about introductions, so showing that you understand the question, perhaps, showing that you understand the key themes and what's actually being asked of you. The body of the work, where you go into more depth, or you choose some examples, or you go and do a more thorough analysis and discussion of the particular topic in question. And then a conclusion. Conclusions are really important. It's your chance to round things off, to make sure that whatever your central point is, that it gets made. Now, linking this back to the introduction is often a very straightforward way of making this work. If there are a number of points that you've covered in the body of the answer, then okay, there might be an argument for saying that repeating some of those is worth doing, but don't leave it at that, I would suggest. Repeating for the sake of just because you feel you should as part of a conclusion is only half the story. Is there a way that you can use this information in a more constructive or creative way, being able to find links between the different topics that you've mentioned so that your conclusion is made all the more powerful for it? So that when you bring together these different ideas, rather than just saying, this is what I've already told you, and I'm just going to give it to you again, one sentence, you know, per paragraph or something, what does this tell you? If you've got the same sort of conclusions from different parts of your work, then bring that all together and give it an overall response. It's also your chance to make sure towards the end that you do answer the question and that you are seen to be answering it, so that you can say, you know, in response to the question, you know, the following steps were taken and this is how I've rounded it all off. Now, being able to draw on information from across the module is often very important. This is your chance to show that even if the question looks quite limited in terms of the information available or the information that you need to draw from, have a think. Would I be able to add something more to my answer by bringing in an additional piece of information or viewing this particular topic from different people's perspectives? So there's various ways of making sure that you know, you answer the question and that you produce an answer that you can be really kind of happy with, that that draws on the information that you have at your disposal from having, you know, carried out the module, revised hard and planned well. So I wish you well, and you know where I am on email should you wish to get in touch. Thanks now.